you went to the St. Joseph's Children's Home to school.
Well, that's what the name now. It was St. Joseph's Orphanage at the time. You know, they changed over. It was an orphanage, but now it's just a home.
Mm-hmm. In those days, did they have where you were going to school, were the grades kind of like all in one room? Or
well, they had two and three grades in each room.
They had two and three.
They had, for a while they had four rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Primer they called it at that time.
Oh, they called it primer. Oh.
And then first and second and third and fourth and fifth, she had three, and sixth, seventh, and eighth.
Mm-hmm.
And there were four schools.
Well, now, you went through the eighth?
No, I went through the seventh,
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then the Camp Pike come along and leased the place
uh-huh.
for a hotel for the officers.
Oh.
And then they moved on out to where the old Catholic High School was on was at 25th Street. They moved out there.
Oh, the school.
The orphanage.
Uh-huh. So did you then go when it
No, I had my home.
Oh,
see, my mother and dad I had a home.
Yes. Well, I know you did.
Yeah.
We
were day scholars, what they call day scholars.
I understood that,
uh-huh.
that what you did.
But when they done that, then I was under, whatever it was, 18, no, not 18, 16.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, they just brought that law into effect.
Oh,
you had to go till you was
uh-huh.
that old. So I had to go 1 year
mm-hmm.
to a little one-room schoolhouse.
Uh-huh.
And the 18-year-old girl trying to raise all these here country bums, I'm telling you. We had some rotten ones.
Oh, you did?
But I didn't learn too much there, but mm-hmm. then I still had to go 1 year.
Mm-hmm. One more year. That would have been like the first year of high school.
Yeah, I imagine. That 18-year-old girl taught all the grades in that one little room.
Oh.
Not as big as my house, and it's four rooms this size.
Oh, my goodness.
It was an experience to me, going to the orphanage where there was discipline and where there was...
Sure. That
taught you a little dignity, mm-hmm. a little self-respect.
Mm-hmm. And was it a Catholic orphanage, the one where you...
Well, it was a Catholic
orphanage. Taught by nuns?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you did have to have
discipline. That was a letdown.
Oh, of course it was a letdown. Oh, that's really, really interesting.
Yeah, it was a letdown to no end.
Goodness.
That's through life, you go through that.
Mm-hmm.
Taught me a few things.
Oh, I bet it did. I bet it did, too.
Oh, one guy lives right up the road here from me. He always took up for me. Of course, I was timid,
uh-huh,
you know, and
uh-huh.
a rough bunch like that
mm-hmm.
was, some of them. And he's supposed to have been a rough guy, but to this day, I'd call him, he'd break his neck to do anything he could for me.
Mm.
Real nice fellow.
Right.
He's one of these, what a lot of people call trash,
mm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But not with me, he isn't.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Now, let's see, you were born over there in the park, and then you moved out here when you were six.
Six.
And now, have you traveled much? Have you gone?
Well, when I got married, I went to Des Moines, Iowa, Fort Des Moines, when
mm-hmm.
he was in the service, but we just put in his last 8 months, and then
mm-hmm.
he got out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I traveled.
That's all you traveled, isn't it?
Well, now, I'll take that back, but my oldest son was in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go visit him. You know,
where did he live?
Oh, everywhere.
Oh, really? Where were some of the places?
Pensacola.
Uh-huh.
I've been down there twice. And Virginia.
Pensacola's in
Florida.
Oh, yes.
And in Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And in New York. And I didn't get to Pennsylvania. That was his last